Hey, good morning, my friends. We are on day 27, which is called staying connected. It is so easy to forget our purpose and mission in this world. And I told this story, famous story about this prince who tells his father, the king, that he didn't want to stay in the palace anymore. And the king was reluctant to let his son go. He was heir to the throne. Anyway, the king agrees to let his son go, but gives him this scroll to remind the prince of his regal lineage and tells him to read it every morning. And of course, the prince agrees and he goes on his way. But, you know, he reads it for a couple of weeks. And then, you know, he says, I'll just do it a little before I go to sleep. Another couple of months, he reads it once a week. And after about a year, he's not reading it at all. And then when the king's letters to the prince start going unanswered, he becomes concerned and he dispatches his top general to find out what's happened to his son. And the general travels and finally knocks on some door. And is shocked to see a disheveled and gaunt man standing at the entrance. The young man was barely recognizable as the once healthy and vivacious prince. And this is a very famous story because, you know, it's the analogy of the Jewish people, of being part of this special people, being of a princely tribe, and just forgetting our purpose and our mission. And there are two mitzvot that are found at the end of the Torah that I spoke about in this chapter that are supposed to sort of keep us in the game. Hakel, and the mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Now, hakel means to assemble. And that was the mitzvah for the Jewish king to gather the entire Jewish people, men, women, and children, publicly read the Torah. Now, we don't have that anymore because we don't have a king. We don't have that mitzvah of hakel, but we do something every Shabbos. And that is we all gather and we listen to the Torah. Rav Soloveitchik wrote that every time we hear the Torah read publicly, it is a reenactment of Har Sinai, of the giving of the Torah at Har Sinai, which is why we read the Torah on a bima, which is an elevated platform. It's supposed to represent the mountain. And we're supposed to face the Torah. He said at synagogues where the congregants do not face the Torah, he didn't like very much. He said you should turn around and face the Torah during the reading of the Torah because it's a reenactment of Har Sinai, and we, the Jewish people, are like our ancestors who stood at Sinai. So we stay connected by hearing the Torah read publicly. But there's a second mitzvah at the end of the Torah, and that's the mitzvah to write your own Sefer Torah. Now, that's not done by a lot of people either. It's very expensive to write your own Sefer Torah, but according to some opinions, you can fulfill that mitzvah by simply having Jewish books. And the point of that, of course, is to study and to learn. And studying and learning can also be public, but that's also private. The public reading of the Torah is a tzibur, it's a communal kind of experience. But the studying of Torah could be something done in your own privacy. And that, too, helps keep us connected to our source. Whenever we pull out a book late at night or we come home from work or we have a little break, I was very proud to see one of my students who showed up for my class last night. I wanted to quote something from the book, from the 40-day challenge. I didn't have my own, and he pulled it out. He came from work. He was carrying it in his knapsack. It doesn't have to be my book. It was a nice little shameless plug there. But it could be any Jewish book that we carry around. It could be a book of Psalms, of Tehillim that we pray. Whatever it is that keeps us connected, to do privately, to have those moments that we spiritually connect with Hashem. We, of course, do that through prayer, but we should also do that through Torah study, through this mitzvah of ksivas sefer Torah, of writing a sefer Torah. Maybe we're not writing one, but we're learning from the Torah itself. And combined with coming to synagogue on a regular basis and hearing the Torah read, this coming Shabbat is very, very important. It's the last Shabbos before the new year. We should all make sure, get there a little early, make sure that we hear the Torah being read publicly, spend a little time this Shabbat or any other time that we can, a little more studying of the Torah, because when we can do that, we become very, very connected. And I ended the chapter by quoting the great Rav Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Baal HaTanya, who wrote the great work, the Tanya, who says that he explains a line from the Zohar, which is the primary source for Kabbalah, that the Torah and God are totally one. Torah v'kudsha brichu chadhu. It's a famous line, the Torah and God are totally one. Which means, Rav Shneur Zalman Leviadi explains, that the Torah is more than just a glimmer of the divine, but it's getting completely one with God himself. That God is so invested himself in the Torah that he became one with it. And therefore studying Torah or hearing it read publicly is therefore not just acquiring more information, more knowledge. It's really the process through which our souls become connected with the divine and become immersed within the light of Hashem. And therefore, the more we study, the more we keep the Sinai experience alive, and the more we stay connected to our source and ultimately remember who we truly are. Have a wonderful day.